Rav Osai. The Rosh Perek Beis, Perek Sheni. I'm going to read it again. Siman Aleph. I'm going to review it again. The Rosh quote the Rava Barzaloni. What does he say? Quote the verbatim. It's a verbatim quote. Zelashona. Bahani mi demuta bahano liachas mano. Or on the bottom, liachas mano bahano. It's only bahano. Ava bachilalo. My time and ami also puta chababli ki yochale. Tanaf membeis el over bepesach puta chababli. So why is the Barcelona? That's his own statement. The Yesh Misha Omri, Hamurai Shaosim Aidna Shakoran Almari, Shemasimin Bo Lechem Koli, Shemutter Achar HaPesach. Some say it's Mutter. On what basis? Two bases. Koda, Shachoma Zedetarovet, Shaoval HaPesach, Mutter Bahana. Reason number one. Two, Vio, Sharecherko Konam Zmano, Humutter Bahana, Achar Zmano. A second reason. Two different reasons are given. Oh, you missed the part. Oh, you have now. Baruch Hashem. Nick of time. Okay. So the Rosh in the top line, this is all still a quotation of the Rabbi Barzaloni. Banan chazinan le ravosa da asrin le lacha pesa. Against this Yesh Omer. They say it's prohibited after Pesach. Lo shor Rav Shimon el chon da orav le shlob kavana. Inadvertently got mixed in. Avala ruve ula shuye, but to purposely mix it in to leave it there over Pesach? Lo! That takes. Remember, there were two reasons that they were matir. The first reason was taruvus. Says, no, not in this case. The second reason was chercho. Umishim chercho nami lo. Why? Ema lo chercho yofa yofa. Lo masik adat de Pesach should be b'shas asiyasa. He took care of the second reason. So there are two reasons they had there, and the Rabbanim, the Ravasa, reject both reasons they had there. So far, so good. The big problem is the last two lines. We started reading it yesterday. Let's go attack it again. The old lo karmidan chercho konos mano muta bachilas salachas mano. Never said that. Ela bahano koma. When it says it's muta achas mano, I meant bahano. So rather we saw on the Sanal Hay, the kosher, do yesh omrim nami lo omru ela bahano vimkein b'may kamiflegi. So it seems to be a problem. Because if Yesh Misha Omrim said what? It's Mutter Bahano. Last line of column one. And now what's he saying over here? No, the Yesh Omrim are wrong. Rather what? It's not. It's not Mutter Bachila. It's only Mutter Bahano. What's exactly what they said? They said the same thing. What are they fighting about? The question is obvious. They said Mutter Bahano. And he says, Mutter Bahano. So what's the fight? So, Rabosai, I think it's important to see what to read the Magen Avraham. It's not that long. There's a whole literature about the Magen Avraham. I'm not going to go into it. Because I think that the correct answer is in the Kovetz Mefarshim. So I'm just going to refer you to the lengthy literature that I spent a lot of time on. No time is ever wasted, but after the terutzim that they give, both the Machz HaShekel and the Korban HaSanah to me are Dochak, if you spend time on it or not. I think the Kovetz Mefarshim, I think, is the simplest approach. Let me read you the Lashon of the Magen Avraham that everyone's referring to. This is in Siman Tov Mem Beis, Siv Katan, Yud Dalet. quotes the Rosh for a Beinim. Quotes the Rosh for a Beinim. And he says, I'm reading the Rosh from the Magen Avraham straight. Maybe we should put on the board. Do we have that capacity? We have Magen Avraham? So we have a good. How many have a Shulchan Aruch, big Shulchan Aruch with you? Only two, three guys? I think it's worth making the effort. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So the Magen Avraham, I'll read you the first line, just myself. He reads it, says as follows. Mashma misof lishono, the osur ba'achila umutar ba'ano. Right? What did he say at the end? We have the Rosh Hashanah in front of us. What did he say? What did he say? Lo avinan chercho konam zman umutar ba'achila salach zman ala ba'ano akom. Sounds like it's osur ba'achila umutar ba'ano. V'chein kosav atur. We'll see if that's really true. Aval kosher, to yesh omrim nami lo omru ella mutar b'ano. Then came the Micah Miflegi. This is Simon Tov Membeis Magen Avraham Yudal. So far, all I did was quote what you have in front of you. Yesh omrim nami lo omru ella b'ano. Then came the Micah Miflegi. That's the Magen Avraham's question over here. Okay, that's his question. His answer in my print is a total of three lines. So I two hung up, but three lines, and Mashallah is going to be in this particular print. We shall see. You have it? Thank you. I'll try to get it with the mouse. Oh, very good. Yeah, it's perfect. The Michael, here it is. Everyone see where my mouse is? Ever see it? You able to see? I can't see behind me. You'll see it, yeah? L'chein nirali. So it's not three lines here, it's one, two. It's four lines in this print. It's only four lines. It's like a panicky. Four lines. Let's see what the four lines say. Hachi pirusha da harash. Hachi pirusha. Da harash ba lo chiyach de ein heter becherecho ele bedover she ein o roer la achila. But the heter of kercho means it's completely inedible. What's his proof? Di amrit keven de kercho afil de roer tzas la achila. Sulek Hashem chametz olav. Even if it's somewhat edible, it's still considered to be chametz. And afal pikein it's mutter. Im kein, havel elamei. Mar should have said, mutter ba'achila yachas mana. If indeed, that is a heter, even if it's still somewhat of a food, should have said so. Mutter eat it. So why did it say eat it? El ha'karchach, ma'irish ha'chercho, it's so singed, it's so burned. Ad she'en oror la'achila klal. It's completely inedible. It's completely inedible, totally inedible, absolutely inedible. So what's he saying? That the heretor of Chercho is limited to a case where it's completely inedible. That, the Gemara says, that Chercho is mutter. What mutter? So Hano is mutter. Achila is not a medubar of Achila. It's completely inedible, nothing to talk about. Avo, Gabe Murais, Sheroy Achila. Leka heter bichercho, dichercho. There's no heter of chercho. Yes, bichercho. That doesn't help because it's still edible. Vahavale kishar chomet sheovel of a pesach sheoser bahano kain nearly borer the pirish arush. We had tema la tur shekos of osur la ochlo. The tur said. Why the Torah should have said it's also even mana? That's his question against the Torah. Now, what does it mean? Let's turn our attention to the Korban Mefarshim, Rabbi Osai. I think it's the Emes of Pshat, which makes all the dechukim of the Korban Asanel and the Machzah Shekel. I think, you know, dechukim. We used. I'm not going to tell you what they say. I'm not spending the time. I spent a lot of time figuring out what they said. I'm not going to spend the time, your time on it. You want to look it up? Be my guest. We have to go for the Emes. The Emes is the Kovas Mefarshim, the Rabbi Lozman Sharowitz. The Rabbi Moshe Sharowitz, I'm assuming it's Rabbi Lozman Sharowitz, who's a classical Mefarsh who's in the back of Shas. and they just maybe called Rav Moshe, but I think it's called Rav Loza Moshe. That's my guess. I can't say for sure, this is a different person. Let's read it together. You all have Kovas Mepharshim. If you don't, look at your neighbor who has it. So there's all the new Gemaras we have all have Kovas Mepharshim on the Rush. Right over here. Old space. The Kosher. What they say? They said, but the last line of column one, it's Ovel of a Pesach, Mutar Bahano. He answers. I think it's already an answer. It's hard, these people are writing the riddles. And they say, give me an answer right away. The answer is, Kili Achar HaPesach, no Rosh HaTevis here. Kili Achar HaPesach, Vadai Ein Chiluk Ben Achila Lahano. Rabosa, here's his major point. It's the first line, it's the most important line. Once the Machom and Shomel of a Pesach, Hano and Achila are identical. It's double or nothing. Either it's Osir Bahano or it's Mutar Bahachila. There's nothing in between. It's a Knas, we paskin. Chom and Shomel of a Pesach, they made a Knas, it's Osir Bahano. Or they were mad, the Mutar Bahachila. Okay. So therefore, when it said in the last line over here, Chom and Shomel of a Pesach, Mutar Bahano, what did it really mean? What do you really mean? It's Mutar Bahachila too? That's all? Mutar Bahachila too? And he goes further. V'chercho shemutar b'pesach b'hano pshito t'lo shayach l'mitnas y'achar pesach afila b'hachila. It's Mutar Bahachila for sure. Ta'aruvis is Mutar Bahachila. Doesn't say for sure. V'chercho is Mutar Bahachila pesach for sure. Pshita. So the basically Rabosa is its fundamental breakthrough of the Kovas Mefarshim is that what was the original question? The original question was what? That the Yesh Mefarshim are only Matir Bahano. No! They're Matir Bahachila as well. Now I have a bona fide machlokas. Is the Mutar Bahachila, which the Yesh Ovim in effect say, or is it Asur, which is what the Rabosa, the Rabbanim said? That's how I think is a simple read, the simple read of the Kovas Mefarshim, and it could be the simple of the Mogan Avraham as we shall see. I just want to finish up the Kovas Mefarshim, and then we'll come back to read it. And I want to read that his pshat into the words of the Mogan Avraham prop. Fine. Rabbeinu lo bolo chiyach lehepech. The rush at the end is not trying to disprove the Viesh Omer from his last point. El Litchol Trayosam. The Viesh Omer, they brought a proof of the Kula. He says, there's no proof of the Kula. Why is no proof of the Kula? The cave on the law of Achila, El Hano, Rabosai. Since it only says Hano, Ekel Amema the Dafka Bederech, Shein Dak, Bederech? Or Bedover? Shein Dak Olechel at all. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Aval Murais is Osir. And once it's Osir, Abol say, guess what? Double or nothing. Afilu Bahano. Afilu Achar HaPesach. Double or nothing. And what is the criterion to know whether it's double or nothing? It depends. If it's Ra'al Achila, it's Osir, it's doubly Osir. And if it's not Ra'al Achila at all, it's doubly Mutar. So it's Hat the Gemara. Now, that's what he said. Can it fit into the words of the Magen Avraham? As an I think so. Against the Korban HaSadol, against the Machzor HaShekel, I think that that's what it means. Let's read it together again. You tell me if you think that what I'm saying is tenable, that he means exactly what the Kovas Mefarshim said. Let's read it together again. What was the question? Hayesham now lamalam about the Mutar Bahano. What are they arguing about? This is Pshat in the Rush. The Rush is trying to prove the Ein Hete Bechorcho El Abedover She'ein Aror L'Achila at all. That's what we just got through singing the Kovas Mefarshim. The Arbet Kevin the Chorcho Afila Aror Ktas L'Achila Su Lek Hashem Chomot Ha'atzvot to eat. Im Kain Havlim Em Mutar Bahachila Achazmano. Because after all Achazmano is this double or nothing. So should have said Mutar Bahachila. So why did it say Mutar, right? Why did it say only Mutar Bahano? El Chorcho Marish Achirchu Ad She'ein Aror L'Achila Klal. It's completely inedible. Then it's what? Avagabe Muris, Sharoa Lachila, let the Herchel Bechorcho, there's no Hete, Vahavale Kishachom and Shavuot Pesach, Shosu Bahano, Kenei Libavitz, it's double or nothing. The whole thing is based on the little question, based on a mistake, that they're trying to find fine points. It's asa b'achila, mutar b'anah. No, it's double or nothing. And why did the Torah say it's asa l'ochlo? Give me b'anah, it's asa. I'll tell you the truth. I saw the Torah. Take a look at the Torah. We have a Torah in front of us called Kitta Piskei Rosh, written by the Torah. Right in front of your nose. What does he say? It says over here, Rekutach, end of Sif Al. Kutach Shekoran Almeri, that we're talking about, Belosh Naravi, Sheosim Konam HaPesach, Oser Av Achar HaPesach. That's our case. Oser what? He didn't say Oser Bachila only. It means Oser completely. It's Oser Bachila, Oser Banoch. Even in the Torah, he says Oser Leochel, he meant Oser Banoch too. That's my simplest read of this whole issue, and I'm not going to spend the time now to read you what the other Rachmanim said, because it's a bit Adkan, but I want to say about this topic. We're now, Rabbo, say, starting topic two of today's shiur, having finished topic one. Again, it took us shorter because I didn't go into the lengthy discussions, complicated, convoluted pshat about both the Korban HaSadah and the Machla Shekel. Those who want to look at it, fine. Let's turn our attention to the Shara Tzino in Simon Tov Mem Beis, Sivkotten Chof. Tov Mem Beis, Sivkotten Chof. We did your test at some length. What's Chof? It makes a comment. We read about yesterday the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotten test. What did it say? If Shachas Mani Suro, he was saying, Rolla Kelev. That's the sheet of Rav Poskim. Right? We had a Rambam and we disagree with the Yerushalmi, Babli. That was the other issue with the Bialoch. But this is the Pshak of the Machab of the Moshe Pshah. Chof. I'm a Makor Chaim. Shekosa. The Davkoim is Absha of Pesach Gufo. Avol Kodem Pesach. Absha Lacha Shesh. Mutal Le Kaimon. Umutal Le Honos Lacha Pesach. Ein Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. A Chiddush Nifle, Rabosai, in the Makor Chaim. Those want to look it up, Rabosai, I can tell you where it is. It's right over here in Simon Tov Mem Beis, in the Makor Chaim, Sivkotten Gimel. He starts as follows. Ein Bogan Avram Sivkotten Gimel. She Nisrach Achaz Man Iser, the Chayav Levayah. Okay? Nisrach Achaz Man Iser, Chayav Levar. The word Nisrach is a word from the Yishalmi speak, remember yesterday? Nisrach HaSotnes Chamtza, the whole discussion. That's what he quotes over here. Take a look in the Nu, Berheit of Hay, we saw it a little bit yesterday. In this Apesh, in Nisrach, Achaz Mani Suro, Chayav Levar, Magad Mishnah, write it. He's quoting the Magad Mishnah, write it, is saying the words, Li'achar Zman Isuro. Is that really true? Not true. Not really true. Not really true. Magad Mishnah said, quote, the Nisrach b'Pesach. On Pesach itself, it was Nisrach. Why is that critical? Because we use the word Zman Yisur, what do we usually mean by that? Rabosa, what do we usually mean? After Chatzos, or maybe even earlier, we'll get to the discussion of the sixth hour. V'chein Niris is the Makor Chaim. The Bishlam of Shenitzrach B'Pesach, Kevan the Kodem Shenitzrach Ovalo V'Bayiroi, V'Nesa B'Hano Li'Ola Mitam Knas, V'Afil Sarfo Afro Osir, V'Shemochi Nitzrach After Haviki Afro the Alma, Hochom and Shavu Lava Pesach Afil Afro Osir. Shai! Gonna be Osir. Avon Nisroch Achaz Sheish, after Havi Achaz Manis, you can't eat it anymore, can't have it anymore. Mikomakom, Keva the Nipsel Miochel Kelev Konen Pesach, Vareid Lo Overlov Shuva by Roar, to Afra Bialmahu. It's Afra Bialmah, Rabbi Osai. He's assuming, like Rov Poskin, that by Roar, by a margin, is not sent in until when? Until when? Help, until when? So Pesach, not surprised. That says the pasuk of Mefurashim and Chumash, right? No. Leirel Chasar, Bechol Gavuchah Shivas Yamim, 7 days, no more than that. That's Rov possible. We'll see that others disagree and say, no, even by Rav from Chatzos, Erev Pesach. But that's not what he's assuming over here. So therefore, since it's maybe Zmani Surah because of Tashbisu, other considerations, or these Isurim of the Raisa of Achila, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but in any event, there's no Ba'irah until Pesach prep. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, you can hold on to it, but you can keep it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There's no fear, Rabbi Osai, you're going to eat it, because it's fundamentally inedible, Nifsal Mikelev, and you can have an offer perhaps after Pesach. Only on Pesach itself you can have an offer. Why? Nase Yisur Anah for the entirety of Pesach. Even its Afer is awesome. But there's no Bayeroa if it was already Nitzrach before Pesach. It's like Nuksha to most possibly. It's worse than Nuksha. This is what the Makor Chaim said. And the Sharatim faithfully quoted him here in Sivkot and Chav. I will call him Pesach, I feel the Shirach HaSheish, Mutl the Kaiman. Why no Bayeroa? Rebbeinu Shalalem, what about Tashbisu? Sure, there's no Bayeroa, but it's Tashbisu. So how can the Makor Chaim be so clear in his point? Isn't there Tashbisu? It's Tashbisu from Chatzos. Maybe the Knas, Rabbi Osai, of Chovet Sha'over all of our Pesach is generated by a failure to fulfill Tashbisu. Not only if you have violated by Rabbi Yamotze. Which one of those two is true? The Prima God is Mesupik over here. Not here. Later on, Tav Mem Ches in Eshel Avraham Beis and Mishpatos of Zayin. He's Mesupik. What engenders the Knas of Chom and Shaul of Pesach? Is it by Rabbi Yamotze Bedavka? Or is it even Tashbisu? Even Tashbisu. There's a whole discussion about this. So therefore, it's not so simple that the Makor Chaim is correct. There are those who claim, no, Tashbisu itself generates an Isser of Chomet Sha'over all of Pesach. And the Chazan Ish, who has the Chazan Ish in the back of his Mishnah Berurah? Who does? Let me see what your Mishnah Berurah looks like. Oh, can I borrow that one? Because I took one, which I thought it says Chazan Ish in the back. The difference is, they give the Chazan Ish in their words. I want the Chazan Ish in his words.
I think that's his stuff.
Yeah, that's his word. Yeah, you can borrow mine for the moment. We'll exchange later. You'll see, you'll look it up, well, you'll see that they paraphrase Chazan Ish. And I'm a stickler, I like to see the original text. Whoops. I made a mistake. They quoted directly what we spoke about yesterday. Yesterday, we had a Sharati and OCU test. I read you now it's relevant to yesterday, Shia. Remember the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatian said that it's a Dinde Rabbanah in the case of Hechmitza, Nachakach, Nisroi, derived from Tumas Ochlin. And he said it's very difficult. He doesn't think that is true. He thinks the Isra Anor remains, and Adayim Mitzvah Tashbitzu is Levar Ben Olam. That's relevant to us. The Sharatian would arrive from Tumas Ochlin. No! Tamua! That's a verbatim quote. I'm sorry, we can switch back again. This is in Sharatian Yutes. Sharatian Chav is not quoted at all in this edition. I'm not sure if it's quoted in this one. Hold on a second, thank you. Hold on. Yes, I'm better off. There's something here. Sharatian Chav, they paraphrase the Chazon Ish. Okay? Ein Chazanishim Kotz Kuf Der Zayin Tzikot Nyu Beis the Toma Alze the Kev on the Ach HaSheish Afron Osir who Adin B'Nifsel Mechilas Kelev B'Tzorach L'Kayim B'Tzis Tashbisu. That's the big question over here. What triggers the Easter of Chomet She'Ovel of HaPesach? Is only Bayro Bayamotze which according to most poems does not exist there of Pesach Ach HaChatzos? Or is it what? Or is it Tashbisu, which does exist An unanswered question, of course. An unanswered question. Fine. Fine. I wanted to discuss with you pills. Of the part three of today's shiur. Pills. What do the poskim say about pills, which are medicines on Pesach? I'm told that there's some English language discussions which are very good about this. Something Rabbi Eider has a piece about it. Rabbi Heinemann has written about it. Anyone know if these things exist? No?
I haven't read Rabbi
Eider's. Yeah, okay, I'll borrow it.
I don't know if he.
That talks about pills?
Look it up. Look. I'm sure he talks about pills. I don't know how extensive.
Okay, let's see. You look it up and bring it to me. Sure. I'm going to read you from a different sefer. Of all places, the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos. Spent the whole year on this last year, the sefer. Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos? What? Kashrus about pills? What's it doing here? What's it doing here? Well, it's here. The Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos, Perek Mem, has a number of important things which relate to this discussion. Perek Mem is almost at the very end of the sefer, Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos. He writes in two places. One place he says, "Trufos and Sifpei, Hasuyas Michoma Osa Bachila, Kamo Kadure Barzel." What's that? Iron pills. Ooh, iron pills are trade. I didn't even know that. Okay. Mutaros Aflechol Shemosakana Vusheyimlaosan Vloyimtososan. Just swallow it down and don't start sucking it or chewing it or enjoying it. Who said so? He says to look in Pesachei Tshuva and Achiezer, Tzitzaliezer. He gives a series of gedolim who are matter these pills, even though they are include tarfs. Now, if you want to see the greater length of Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, since it's permissible to swallow these pills. It's like this. There is a big fight. A big fight. If you take pizza, that was just today's lunch, and you take a pizza, like, watch this, guys. I'm going to give you a demonstration. The pizza, watch this. You swallow it straight down. You may choke. But okay, it's just a small piece. Just take it straight. Don't chew it. Nothing. But the pizza's trade. Are you in violation? Did you eat that pizza? You swallow that pizza. Machlokas gedolei aposkim. Quotes Torah. Schayim and other. Behuda, fight it out. You swallow food without chewing it. Is that considered to be derech achila or not derech achila? That's all it's shlomo zalman achilish and shlomo simin yadayin. If the food is basically edible, it's meant to be chewed and enjoyed and swallowed subsequently. But if it's meant to be swallowed instantaneously with no enjoyment, then everyone will agree that when you swallow that aspirin, whatever it may be, it's considered shalok and derech hachim. That's a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Yud, Zayin. And they have a tzmutah for a chole, she'ein bo sakon. This is talking about tarfus. What about Pesach? There's another sif, this is Pehei. Pesach is Ayin Dalet. Call a trufas and mechilas chametz. If they're moros, nifsa mechilas kelev, muta lechole. Avshe she'em osakona, livloa osa. You're allowed to swallow them. Why? Why? Why are you allowed to swallow them? Why is it muta? Gives you a whole series of sources over here. Then he says afterwards, v'ayin o. What does the ayin ol mean in this book?
Someone who's cholik.
The cholkim who aser shulchan aruch harav here in our simon tuf mem beis chav beis in the kutchus aruch shagas arye simon ayin hay true he asks there too. What are they saying? Ach shevei. Nothing is more important than for your health, right? Bereshit bara. You have to be buried. The most important thing in the world is being healthy. So what greater option can be than that? I needed to live. So writes the Shagas Aryeh. others presumably follow his lead. However, it seems the majority of the poskim disagree. Rav Moshe and Chelik Beis and Sadi Beis, the very first line, says not called achshave. Why? But he's taking it for medical reasons. Medical reasons, Rav Bosai. A person would eat dust to get better. Achshave means I take a food which is really inedible, and by my mere eating it, I view it, I consider it, I treat it, I make it as if it's considered edible. Here, if it's for medical reasons, pekeret. It wasn't edible, it's still inedible, it's hoya, hove, v'yia, inedible. Why am I eating it? Can I get better? Doctor's orders. I'm not making it into a food. I'm swallowing the Torah as a non-food. That's what Moshe explains briefly in that tshuva, in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simon Sadi Beis. There's no achshave when it comes to things which are taken for medical reasons. What is about my achshave? You're making it into a food. By refuah is not the way. Now, the Shagas Ari disagrees. And the Alter Rebbe disagrees. They say, no. It is considered to be achshave. Like, who says like Rav Moshe? The Ramon and the Shach. And the Yad Avram. And the Yordesim and Kuf Nun Hei. Seem to say, like Rav Moshe, you don't say achshave if you're using it for medical purposes and for medical purposes only. It seems to be the consensus of Rav Poskim. That a pill which has no taste, you swallow it down, no matter what it is, het or gum. Again, I'd like to see what these gedolim say. Rabbi Ida, you found in your
yeah.
If you bring me where he talks, I'd like to see it. Yes.
What about a pill that has a taste but?
Ah, now we'll come to that. That's the next thing.
Yeah.
Let's start with the basics.
Begins in here's the theory, and then the next several pages.
Thank you so much. Okay, he talks about achshave. Very good. Thank you. Medicine tablets. Many poskim hold that one may take medicine containing chometz, which is nifsal, me'achilas kelim. Because the Yad Avram. The Yad Avram is in Yoredei, Simon Kuf Nun Hei, Siv Gimel. As I just quoted to you before. K'sha'achal l'rafua mutad az lo shayach lo ra'akshavei. Why? Because chol yom achir alav. She'en amoch amachas chashivuso, rak mishim rafua. Ramosh is the same thing. V'achshavei lo shayach v'dvar shlok l'refua. Yav dvar marim musim yav l'refua. That's their reason. Chazon Ish is as follows. You have a pill. Imei murovim b'dvarim shein ruyos l'achilas odom ein b'em ishim chometz k'den nifsal l'achilas odom. Why? K'eva di'ev shol l'hafrid ha'kemach. You don't want the flour which went into the starch, which went into the pill. You want the medicinal aspect of the pill, which is a tiny little bit. The guy made a roar of the chameba. Oh, Chazanish is bothered. Who cares if there's some achilas kelim? Want to derive it? Doesn't matter. It's roar of the chameba. Says Chazanish, that's only if it's roar of the chameba. That's what I told you in the very beginning of the sukkah. Now we say, well, all chametz and all are it's rola chamev. No, case by case, and these pills are not rola chamev. Umuto lebolon bepesach lerefuah. Even those achronim who say it's asur, even the smechilas kelev, and the taruvis shadvarim mutter, the lo shayech kanachshve, the daito al hasamim. He wants the potent part of the medicine, which is usually almost always not chametz. But these potent parts have to be placed into a tablet to be able to get it down properly, to store it, or whatever the chemical reasons, technical reasons there are. You don't want the tablet, you want the potent part, which is not chametz, he's assuming. Ad kan divrei hachazanish. This is a plain medicine tablet. What about a coated tablet? Often consists of chametz which may be fit for normal human consumption. What's it made from? Again, he did the homework of the Zechron of the Ruch. What he found? Made from sugar, dextrose, the whole story. Maltose, which is worse. It's not kidneys, it comes from chametz. Proper. or if it's starch, most of the starch is from kidneys. And if it's chamesh mine dogon, if it's bitter, it's inedible, like aspirin, nifsala me'achilas kelev. Aye, we said it's aser. That's only if it's achshave. And here you don't say achshave. So if it's bitter, you still make it. If it's coated with something which is fit for human consumption, then things start getting dicey. Maybe it's a problem. Yes, sir?
Even if it's fit for human consumption, if that's the only substance that you use for it, then I don't see how achshave should apply.
Good question. Excellent. You're right. Achshave does not apply. The fear is it's also without achshave, because it's somehow fit for human consumption. Achshave comes in when it's unfit. Do we or don't we say achshave? Here he's suggesting that coating is fit, so you don't even need achshave. That's going to be the big problem. This is going to be the big problem. The big problem. Big problem. So number one, Rav Osai, capsules are mut. Capsules are mut. The capsule itself is not a normal way of eating. And whatever is in the capsule is like karcho b'siv. What does that mean? You take food, and instead of eating it in a normal fashion, you wrap it up in some kind of a covering, a coating, and the food itself is never really touching your throat at the critical point when you're swallowing it. That's not considered to be eating whatsoever. You didn't eat it. You didn't eat it, and it's not going to be prohibited if you didn't eat it. Simply, it's not considered to be a maisa achila in the case which is described here as korcho besiv. It was completely wrapped up. If it's wrapped up, it's not considered to be an act of achila whatsoever. Well, we'll get to this, and we learn Arvei Pesachim. There's a whole discussion about korcho besiv. When it comes here, it's on kuf tes vav omud beis. Just look for one split second, halfway down the page, just to show you for a second. The word korcho besiv is a little aleph around it, next to it, in our edition, Moz Vahoda. Kuf tes vav halfway down. What does it say? Korcho besiv ublon afi de matza nami lo yotza. No. Right? The Rashi explains. Lo yoya mamash bepiv. Lo zeh ve lo zeh. It was just sort of in a different, it was completely, it wasn't the piv. It was just, he got in there somehow without passing through the normal eating system. So something, a capsule is like korcho besiv, whatever's inside, and the capsule itself is not a normal way of eating. So if you put it into a capsule, it should be even better. That's what he writes over here. And some poskim say, Tzitzeliezer says that way, and based on the Mishnah Lemelech, fine. Now I come to this with the sugar stuff. So I want to read you before we go back to Rabbi Ida Sefer here in the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchosa. In again Perek Mem Rabosai Haora Kuf Samach Gimel Kuf Samach Gimel Shemati Miragoshaz Orbach Dim Kamusa Chometz Ma'atam O. The chometz itself is very small now. Umureves Im Dvarim Morim. Ooh, it's even bitter. Ella shegam mamtikin also besuka bilamala. Oh, our case. They coated it with some kind of a sweet taste. Vana also he rak me atarova shel suka shulamala. Ebsher the ains a choshev kederach achilos. He says it ains a it's not derach achilos.
You say that about things that are not kosher also.
It's unclear to me what the Shlomo Zalman talking about. Is the outside thing sweet, kosher, the sweet stuff, or not kosher? I think it's all about it's kosher. But the outside thing is kosher. What they say in America? A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. I think it's a Bekias and Mary Poppins, if I'm not mistaken. Right? So, but that's unrelated to each other. The medicine is bitter, right? And it could be chomistic, okay. And what makes it edible is the sugar on top. So we don't put, they don't integrate and say it's all one thing. No, the chametz is nifsal me'achila, and there's no achshave, and the outside part is the outside part is kosher. So I think that's what the Shlomo Zalman is saying over here in footnote Kuf Samach Gimel in Perek Mem in Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos.
Can we assume that the coat
That's the next question. I think that this comes up in many cases, not only of pills, which are coated, but also certain medicines. Right over here, Rabbi Ida writes, liquid medicines are a more serious problem. They may have grain alcohol, etc. It becomes more complicated. Just consult their own. I'm told that some liquid medicines are trafe all year long. Anybody do any research on this one? If you do me a favor, if you probably print out from the internet, Rabbi Heinemann, Shalita, and Star K, I think he has a long piece about medicines. And if you give it to me, tomorrow Shia, I'm happy to go over with you. Someone told me that Robitussin is trafe. Robitussin was, when I was growing up, was the cough medicine. And the active ingredient is trafe. Kach Shamat. No one ever heard that? Who in his life has ever taken Robitussin for a cough? It was the only thing to take when we were young. Robitussin stinks. It's absolutely inedible. How do you get it down? Not a spoonful of sugar. A bottle full of sugar. It's cherry flavor. They give you so much that it just sort of drowns out the bitter taste of the medicine. So according to what's saying now, maybe it should be mutter. Because the sweet part is kosher. Assuming the sweet part is kosher and everything. And the active ingredient is trafe and inedible. Could be in that kind of a case, it would be permissible. However, if the sweetener itself is trafe, you have a major problem. It may depend, this major problem, whether you make a bracha or not. Fascinating. Maybe, a little bit. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about whether you make a bracha. Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't really understand why it matters if the outside part is edible. I mean, you're not eating it all. You don't care if there's a little sugar on the top of the goat. Then all you want is to get better. You don't want to be sick. So even if it has sugar, if it doesn't have sugar, either way, you're taking it just because you want to
get
better.
Good. Not that the sugar is kosher. If the sugar is trafe, it's hard to say I don't want to take it. But the mice, you are taking it, even though you don't really want it. But the fact is that you are really eating it. So if you're really eating it, it's not so simple. It is complicated. I don't have a really good head for it. Just want to discuss it with you a little bit in terms of Hilchas Brachos. And that may impact a little bit on Hilchas Kashrus as well. Here in footnote Kuf Tzadi Aleph, in the same Perek Mem, Rabosai, Ha'ochel Trufos Im Einon Moros V'Chechnenemen Yivarech Aleim Tchila. Rabbi will say, who in his life has ever made a bracha on medicine? What?
Cough drops.
Ah, cough drops. When I was a kid, as a young boy growing up in Brooklyn, I was a pack-a-day man. Before I would get on the school bus, going to the drugstore, buy a pack of cough drops. I hoped they were kosher. In those days, everything was kosher. They're talking about the 50s, everybody said. 50s kashrus, literally. I lived it. And that's more by mitzvah, but okay. I hope they were kosher. We go by these, I think it was Luden's. I think that's what we supply then. And Luden's became kosher, so we have to speak to OU and find out what they found when they went in there decades later. What was I eating as a boy? So I used to, what kind of medicine? It was candy. Ah, for sure you make a bracha on the cough drops. Mamish candy. I'm talking about aspirins, bufferins, Tylenols, I don't know, who makes a bracha on these things? Nobody. Are any of these medicines in a form that it tastes better? I mean, aspirin tastes like nothing.
Advil.
Who makes a bracha on Advil? I've taken Advil, I've never made a bracha on Advil. Who has ever made a bracha on Advil? What's going on? We're passing against the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kosa? Says the Heiliger Rav Neuwirth. Shalita. Benirali, Kuf Tariyal. The Kol Shatrufa Atzma Mora. Advil. I'm sure Advil by itself stinks. Elishim Ure Badavar Mosok Amasam Tika. They put a little coating on the, right? They should be able to get down. The Lo Yavarech. That's what I think. I'm Rav Neubrit Chosid. Sharehu Tofa Leika Shua Trufa. The Advil is the coating is secondary to the medicine. That's the real purpose of your eating. That's what he says. Ach Shamati from the Rebbe, from Shlomo Zalman, is, you know, maybe if there's no bracha at all on the ikar, you make a bracha on the tefil. When do we say you make a bracha on the ikar, there's no bracha on the tefil? There's no bracha on the ikar, you have to make a bracha on the tefil. V'chein v'staber, sherei also lehonis melo mazeh below bracha, end quote. Is there anybody in the world who follows up Shlomo Zalman? Who makes a bracha on Advil? Do you know anybody who makes bracha on Advil? But having Hanoah, right? Is that is the coating sweet?
Well, if you suck on it, you just swallow
it. Yeah, if you swallow it down, it's some Hanoah, Mashal, I mean, you swallow down some sweet thing. I thought Rav Norbit was correct. I mean, I'm not sure how to get out of the tuffle business. But that may have an impact in kashrus too, maybe. Maybe we should say that if you're not making a bracha, it's not considered to be an achila. It's not considered to be an achila. Maybe you imbibed it, but you didn't eat it. That's what Shlomo Zalman really said in a nice way. It's considered shaloka derech achila. So shaloka derech achila, even though it's maybe somewhat sweet, but shaloka derech achila, even if the coating is straight, maybe it's not a problem. But also, who's ever made a bracha on Robitussin? Sweet! Cherry flavor, it's something for big letters. Cherry! But no one makes a bracha. Cherry, Rabosai, cherry! So the minute all of the father of Neumann, that it's very cherry, very good. Probably 90% is cherry. But the 10% that cures your cough, that you would, oh, you couldn't go near, that's what you're having it for. So that may have impact on Hilchos Kashrus too. I don't know. I'm late. All right, so who's going to get me from the internet? I'm sure everyone has about this in the internet. I didn't have a chance to do it. Starcade for sure has about medicines. You can get that out, print it out for me. Any other Kashrus agency, OU, anybody, bring it all in tomorrow morning. We'll look over it and we'll discuss it a little bit more tomorrow. I want to get back to the next topic. Yes? Tums? I don't think I ever ate Tums in my life. Baruch Hashem. Never needed it, I don't think. But I don't think you make a bracha on Tums. Who makes a bracha on Tums?
Tastes good.
I asked the question. Who makes a bracha on Tums?
I think everyone.
Really?
I think so.
You're always trying to be faked. So, Baruch Hashem, we need somebody like that. But most people don't make a bracha on Tums.
I think I did also.
Oh, yeah? So I mean, I'm getting hit from both ends. Bracha on Tums.
It's both the vitamin and, it's also medicine.
Vitamins.
Right, I don't think I even ate it when
Who
I was
makes brachas on vitamins?
Yeah, I wasn't sick either.
Yeah.
You weren't sick?
No.
What happened?
So my roommate was having one, so he gave me one.
They're vitamin supplements also, but they're
calcium.
Look, if you're eating it for the taste, I think I have to make a broch. Yeah, maybe even sugar enough, but I think I have to make a broch on it.
If you're using it as a prevention medicine, that's
no, but it's just medicine. That's my take. Let's wait. Rabosai, we have... Now it's almost 2 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, please bring me whatever printouts you can find from the various contraindications, like pills, syrups. I want to look at this. Is the time. It's this sugya. This is our sugya. Let's go through it. But I didn't have a chance to get this research done. So if you do it, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay? I don't want to get back to some of the actual psachim dika sugya. So please turn to the rush. The simon base. That's psachim dika. We've been a little bit too far away. I want to get back to the into the text. Now both sides, the rush and perik base. Simon base. So we'll take it from the top. From the top. Ovas mana osabano shita. Otsricha the shawls to Rabon. Omrav Gidal, Omrav Chia Bar Yosef, Omrav Hamakadesh mivav shawls sulamala. Afilu bechiti krudanaisa. Ein choshen le kidushin. That's what I want to talk about today. This two lines in the Gemara. Pirush Rashi, Mitchilas Vav Shals on the Mount. Rashi says Vav Shals means, from we'll call it 11 o'clock, right? It's the beginning of the sixth hour. Ka, Velishna the Mishay Shals Mashma Misov Shesh. Come on, Rashi. Because the Eldav Dalim and Amen Aleph, the Kuli Alma Mishchamis Mishay Shals on the Mala Asur. You always have this expression throughout Shay Shals. Means Mishay Shol Sulamala means after Chatzos. That's what's always good, right? Always. What about the Gemara we saw so many times? Tut Shnei Dvarim Eidem Mishu Shalodim. But Torah calls Mishu, what are they? Barbashutarabim, the chametz mishay shal salamala. That means noon. Talking about level daraisa. Why is Rashi HaKadosh, the best Rebbe ever, taking the word sheish and using it in a way that's not used in Shas? Must have a good reason. Presumably the reason is because it's true that since Chazal asered chometz in the sixth hour bano, so it's asa bano. You give it to your wife for kiddushin. She's not married. Asa bano. That's why Rashi said it, because it's true. The phrase means something different here than it means elsewhere. What could you do? I mean, it's a good rabbi, a good pedagogue, but you can't tell a lie. You have to tell the truth. This is the Pashup Shah in Rashi. And although maybe elsewhere it may be in fact correct that Shei Shos really means from the end of the sixth hour, but in this particular context, Rashi felt compelled.